Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, hello. Thanks, everyone. It's so good to be here with you guys. Last time that we were together, I said we were going to talk a little bit more about motivation. Well, we're going to change that up a little bit by request. I had someone to reach out to me and ask, can we actually do a breathwork session today? Can you talk to us a little bit about stress management? And I was like, okay, we can do that, and we can change up, and we can come back to motivation next week on the broadcast. So, yeah, every day in our day-to-day life, we are constantly bombarded with so many sensory experiences. I was just listening to someone talk about that earlier, and I was like, wow, that's going to be great to discuss on the radio broadcast today. So many people are experiencing so much stress, and it's because of the day-to-day things that we have to deal with, all those sensory experiences, loud noises, dealing with crowds, always on television you're hearing advertisements that's drawing our attention. So anything, you know, gaining our attention, you know, can cause day-to-day stress in our lives. So, you know, all of the things that we have to deal with throughout the day, it begins to activate that flight and fight mechanism within our bodies. And this causes our bodies to be thrown off balance. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that today because I want to help you with that. As I was requested to speak on this today, I began to hear from the individual that asked me if we could change it up a little bit on the broadcast today, the seriousness that stress, day-to-day stress, day-to-day life, just normal life things that you have to do and deal with causing the stress in this person's life. But it's in all of our lives, and we have the power to change that. We are more in control of our lives than we actually think. But all these sensory experiences that we have every day begins to activate that fight and flight mechanism in our lives, in our bodies, throwing us off balance. But what if I told you that we have a tool? There's actually a tool that we naturally have in our possession, a natural God-given tool that we can tap into every single day. Every single day, guys, we can tap into it. Something that happens naturally that we can use to reverse and activate that parasympathetic nervous system, bringing us back into the rest and digest, bringing us back to that mechanism within our bodies. We need to be able to turn that on when we need it. And so many of us don't know that we can or don't know how. So we want to come back into that rest and digest when we need to. Restore balance, even lower blood pressure, slow down the breath, slow that heart rate down, you know, during and before a stressful event. We are in control. We have more control in our lives than we think we have. And what if it's just as simple as just breathing, being aware of your breath, and being able to use your breath as that tool to control that level of stress in your life? What if you took just only 5 minutes of your day just to focus on your breath? Amazing, isn't it? And I know you're probably thinking, she's about to tell me something else to do within my day, and I don't have another second of my day that I can devote to anything. You may be thinking that. And you may even think it's silly. Sitting in silence for 5 minutes, focusing on my breath seems really silly, boring. And I really just don't want to do that. You may be thinking that. But I want to encourage you to just listen up And I want to encourage you to do the exercise with me that we are going to do in just a little bit. You may be thinking you don't have time for one more thing. I really don't have time for one more thing. But you really do have time for you. You have time for you. We all have time for ourselves. We need to make time for us. I always talk about taking purposeful pauses on the podcast and or at the studio when I'm doing my classes, my breathwork classes, or even just day-to-day talk. I encourage people to take purposeful pauses. It will make a tremendous difference in your life. And what if it was a critical, critical regimen for your health, something you had to do to stay healthy, to keep your health? What if by taking those 5 minutes, purposeful pauses a day would make a very unique but great as well, a great difference in your life? In your day-to-day, what if? So where do we get started with this? Why don't we start right now? Why don't you start right now with your breath? Why don't you, right now, where you're listening, while you're listening to me here on the broadcast, why don't you find a comfortable place to sit? Or you can stand, or you can lie down, whatever feels right. Why don't you take a few moments wherever you are right now and do this breath exercise with me? You may choose to sit, stand, or lie down, whatever feels right for you. Before we get started, you may want to stretch around a little bit. You may want to just kind of stretch your arms and your legs a little bit and get real comfortable. Just choose where you want to be and in the most comfortable place as possible. And then once you make that decision about where you want to be, take control of those moments by just allowing yourself to shift a little bit. Get completely comfortable. Allow your eyes to just softly close. Even here on the radio broadcast, I can sense the shifting. So let yourself settle. Let your eyes slowly close. Take a moment as you're here to feel your feet planted on the ground. Maybe feel your seat bone dropping into your seat, or if you're lying down, you're feeling grounded with the bed or on the chair, on the floor, your feet feeling grounded to the ground if you're standing. Start to feel your spine lengthen as you're sitting in your chair, as you take a deep breath in. Start to feel your shoulders soften back down as you exhale. Start to soften the muscles in your neck, into your face and your jaw. Take a moment right here to relax. Begin to allow yourself permission to just let go. Let go of everything outside of this space. Let go of anything that might happen after you leave this space. Let go of any judgments or expectations about this practice, about yourself. Allow your mind to settle into your heart, into your body. Even begin to listen to the beat of your heart. Welcome yourself as you are in this very present moment, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Begin to bring your awareness to your body, to the deep sensations of the breath. Notice the rise of your chest as you inhale, Notice the drop and back down as you exhale. Notice the lengthening effect of your inhale and the deepening effect as you exhale. Notice the natural, spontaneous breath. The natural, spontaneous tool that you have, your breath. Notice without doing anything but just bringing your awareness to your breath, automatically lengthening on the inhale, automatically deepening on the exhale. Notice yourself maybe sitting up a little taller or standing up a little taller as you inhale. Notice yourself rooting down deep on the exhale. Begin to bring your sense of peace within. Receive that sense of peace that you're feeling. Allow it. Allow calmness, sense of peace, calmness, and serenity. Your inhale. Begin to let go of tension, fear, and anxiety on the exhale. Allow your internal vision to move your breath throughout your body. Now take 5 deep breaths in and take 5 deep breaths out. And after your personal 5th breath, on the next inhale, count how many times it takes to get to the very top of that inhale. And to balance it out, count that same number down on the exhale. You might be working with the number 5, 6, 7, 8 or higher. What number you're working with, stay with it. For the next 5 breaths, count up all the way to your inhale. And then count back down all the way to your exhale. 5 deep breaths in. 5 deep breaths out. After your personal 6th cycle of breath, allow that count to drop away. Even allow the internal vision of your breath to drop away. Allow your awareness to empty completely of any images, thoughts, sensations, impressions, experiences. Take a moment here to notice the smoothness of the breath. Quietness of the mind, even the stillness of your physical body. Begin to bring your awareness back to the room, back to your physical body. Begin to draw deeper and deeper of your awareness of where you are right here, right now. Now take a deep breath in to the belly and to the chest. And slowly begin to exhale. Slowly begin to blink the eyes open and close as you transition back into the room. Allowing your breath to return to its normal pattern. Notice within yourself, just within a matter of minutes, notice, is your mind more quiet? Is your breath more smooth? Do you feel a genuine sense of peace and calmness within yourself? I'm sure that you do. I'm sure that you're more aware of this present moment. You're aware of everything, seeming a little bit more clear, a little bit more alive, a little bit more free? Do you feel refreshed? Probably a little bit more rejuvenated. Probably a sense of being recharged. Are you ready to take on the rest of your day now? I'm sure that you are. Imagine if you take it upon yourself to give yourself 5 minutes of rest every day, taking a purposeful pause every single day just for you, just to allow yourself to leave the sympathetic, that sympathetic mechanism of your nervous system and bringing yourself back into the parasympathetic mechanism, the digest, rest and digest, being able to switch over into that mechanism, being in control of situations, how they affect you is an amazing, a beautiful thing. Take those purposeful pauses. Have a wonderful day. Shalom.